Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah home prices are some of the most unaffordable in the entire country.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, if you look at both Utah's median home price and the average household income, our home affordability is third worst in the entire country behind only California and Hawaii. According to a report by bestbrokers.com, as of the end of 2023, the median price of a home in the Beehive State was more than $533,000 compared to a median household income of just over $60,000. Western states took 9 of the top 10 spots for worst home affordability. If you want to find the most affordable homes, head to the Midwest, North Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois leading the top 10. Live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A family is calling on Salt Lake City to fix their sidewalks after a mother of five died after crashing an electric scooter and hitting her head. Tina Marie tells KSL TV's Ashley Peck leaves behind five children.
She's like the best mother to her kids. They're all that she that's all they had is just her.
Ashley was riding the rented scooter Thursday night when she hit a buckle in the sidewalk. The city released a statement saying this is a tragic incident and the city is reviewing the circumstances related to the accident but cannot further comment.
A Utah woman can escape Haiti's violence and get back to the U.S., but the State Department says her adopted twins cannot come with her. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a story. Peter?
Amanda, Erica Charles is from Provo, and she's been raising adopted Haitian twin girls for the last 6 years. But while she's been their legal guardian the whole time, she tells KSL TV the Haitian government has not officially finalized the adoption process. That's become a real problem since gangs have thrown Haiti into violence and pushed out the prime minister. Now Charles says her girls have no official passport or travel documents, and the State Department says they can't come back with her and her husband to the U.S. They won't be getting any of those documents soon either, since the country's adoption agency has been ransacked. Charles tells KSL TV she's been in contact with Congressman John Curtis, and he says he's been working with the State Department to speed up the Charles family's return. Reporting live, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Today is the deadline for former President Donald Trump to come up with $464 million bond in the New York State fraud case. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Former President Trump is demanding New York keep its hands off Trump Tower as the state gears up to potentially seize some of his assets. In a fundraising email yesterday, Trump writing, "Trump Tower is mine. You will never seize my property."
Forbes estimates Trump Tower is worth around $371 million. The bond payment is needed to allow the Trump Organization time to appeal the judge's ruling.
Four suspects appeared in a Russian courtroom this morning after a deadly attack in a Moscow concert hall on Friday. ABC's Derek Dennis is following the story.
The attack is already raising concerns in Europe. France is raising its terror threat alert to its highest level, saying it took ISIS-K's claim of responsibility and general threats facing the country into account.
More than 130 people were killed and hundreds of others were injured.
More than 2 years after Russia invaded Ukraine, one of the millions of Ukrainians the war displaced says he's grateful to have landed safely here in Utah.
One night in October, we had like 6 drones who exploded 500 meters away from us.
In spite of those dangers, Anton Pedubny says leaving with his wife and baby was not an easy decision.
It's like, you know, we woke up at like 2:30 a.m. and you hear this sound and, you know, one by one comes in, you know, with 10-minute intervals. And it's like, you know, you cannot sleep your entire night. So it gets on your nerves. And I was like, okay, I mean, I have to protect my family. We have to get out. So that's why we decided that we have to leave.
Anton's full story is on our website at kslnewsradio.com.
First look traffic now, and we've got some weather out there, Andy.
Yep, snowy conditions in Spanish Fork have been a big issue for the last bit. I-15, some on Highway 6, I've got a crash down there as well. So be really careful on that stretch going between Payson and Springville. We've also got some stuff coming down on SR-73 out by the ranches and along the west bench of the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
New research highlights the growing depression rates for teens.
19.5% of American teenagers reported having a major depressive episode sometime in the last year, compared to only 8.8% of American adults, according to data from the National Survey on Drug Use and Health. The data shows depression among teens has risen dramatically since 2011, reaching over 20% in 2021, while depression among adults has only risen slowly over the last 8 years.
That's KSL News Radio's Alessandra Gurr.
School lunches are being linked to a drop in childhood obesity.
School lunches are proving to be more nutritious than other meals, including those brought from home, and more students are eating school lunch thanks to the community eligibility provision. It provides free breakfast and lunch to students in schools where 40% of the students are eligible for free meals, and that program is being credited for overall healthier students. Studies show the quality and nutritional value of school lunches have only improved, especially since the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act in 2010. Alexandria Bonilla, KSL News Radio.
It's official. Sugar House is getting a Trader Joe's. The grocery chain says they found a Sugar House location they like at 2160 South, right on 700 East. Owner of the nearby Sugar House Nail Company, Hawk Doe, says he thinks people will love having the store in the neighborhood.
I think it's a good idea for it, you know, because the Sugar House area is kind of growing, and I think it'll a lot of residents here would like that.
Trader Joe's says it's hoping to have the store open sometime this year.
Utah's growing population also means we're seeing a rise in the number of senior-aged inmates. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live with how this is affecting our prisons. Michael?
Amanda, this is putting the strain on correctional resources because they just don't have all the resources needed to address the health concerns of older residents.
If we don't plan ahead and we don't work together, and that means that includes, you know, with the governor's office and with the legislature, and then, of course, with our partners, we will have a significant access to care issue.
Director over Correctional Health Services Mark Wissner says securing more resources from the state isn't the most popular thing on the legislature's mind, but the average person can help by educating themselves. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.